At Wednesday night's Bath County School Board meeting, board members heard from Bath County High School Principal Mike Perry and new automotive instructor Justin Whittington. They gave an update on the big changes in the high school's program. Mr. Whittington described the facelift the shop has received and how the equipment has been rearranged in a much more safety-conscious and professional setup. Around 41 students participate in the automotive classes, and about half of them are in their first year. The program is looking forward to meeting the standards for the National Automotive Technician Foundation's certification. Also early in the meeting, Olivia Haney of the Millboro-Raritan Club announced an evening of music to be held at Millboro Elementary School on January 20th. The Garth Newell Quartet is offering a free performance to the whole community. The music is a gift, and the Raritans are asking listeners to bring non-perishable food items for local food pantries. After approving Brian Secoy to continue as president and Rhonda Grimm as vice president, members also voted in favor of other positions as recommended. Then the school board went on to discuss two significant planning items. The first was to prioritize and then choose in which of the next few fiscal years funding for certain capital improvement items will be requested from the County Board of Supervisors. Capital improvement requests are always over $50,000, and most are significantly more. For the year beginning now, the requests are replacing the elevator in the Mertz Vocational Wing and repairing and improving the baseball field. For 2019-2020, the board prioritized the following items: lighting for the baseball field, paving the driveway loop at Millboro Elementary School, and two other paving repairs at Valley Elementary School and the school board office. The other two items considered quite important, which are unlikely to be requested until the 2021 fiscal year, are a generator at Millboro Elementary School, enabling it to serve as an emergency shelter if needed, and new fuel tanks at Bath County High School before damage from aging or DEQ standards would require this. Board members could be hopeful the Board of Supervisors may consider working together to fund an item such as the generator, which would be a benefit to all residents. No action was taken on other long-standing capital improvements, which a few years down the road could include crowning the football field, HVAC improvements for Bath County High School, air conditioning for Valley Elementary Gym, and possibly some outdoor athletic facilities at the high school. Finally, the board considered COVA, or the Commonwealth of Virginia Health Plan, which is administered by Anthem. They have had a couple of different opportunities to consider this plan, and regardless of which specific ones employees may choose, as a system, the decision needs to be made by January 15th. Superintendent Sue Hirsch suggested, and the board strongly agreed, it would be beneficial to know what the county's plan is for its employees, because it might be that a larger pool could improve rates or benefits for everyone. There have been some suggested dates to discuss this with other elected officials, but as yet no decision has been made. After the regular meeting, the school board worked longer into the cold night in a budget work session. Their next meeting is Tuesday, February 6th at 7 o'clock. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.